KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy here at Atlantic. We have 19 degrees, and we look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 48, winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of state and area news. Key Republicans in the Iowa legislature say last semester's proficiency tests of students in several Iowa school districts yielded unacceptable results. House Speaker Pat Grassley of New Hartford said the GOP's top priority in the 2021 state legislature is ensuring schools offer 100% in-person classes for students.
Some schools have taken every effort to provide in-person learning, but in some areas of the state, parents and students who wanted to be back in school were met with, at best, a lack of responsiveness, and at worst, outright contempt. Students are being trapped in situations that aren't what's best for them.
Senate Republican Leader Jack Whitfer of Ankeny said the state cannot afford to let a generation of kids fall behind academically.
Kids learn better when they are in school, in classrooms, in person, instead of in front of a screen. The longer they are out of school, the more their skills deteriorate and the further behind they fall.
Whitfer says test scores this fall show the negative impact of not having kids in classrooms regularly.
At midterm this fall, 37% of students in Iowa City schools were failing at least one class, a number double the previous year. A similar decline has occurred in other districts around the state and across the country. By any rational standard, this performance is unacceptable.
Both Whitfer and Grassley have been saying since mid-December that everything is on the table when it comes to education policy. That includes giving Iowa parents state tax dollars to pay private school tuition. Senate President Jack Chapman, a Republican from Adel, describes it this way.
Tear down the barriers that prevent parents from choosing where to send their children for education.
Democratic leaders who gave speeches Monday as the legislative session began did not mention these policies, but emphasized that public schools need more state money to deal with pandemic-related expenses. Senate Democratic Leader Zach Walls of Coralville says the virus is tearing through our state and the scars of the pandemic will be long-lasting. He says speeding up delivery of COVID vaccines will ensure kids and educators can go back to school safely. Iowa lawmakers began their legislative session Monday morning with no mask requirements, and many members are opting not to wear face coverings, even as the rates of coronavirus infections rise in the Des Moines area and much of the state. Republicans who hold majorities in both the House and Senate chose not to mandate masks or even require that members disclose if they've been infected by the virus. And during the opening ceremonies Monday, most Republicans didn't wear masks, while all Democrats were protected by a mask or face shield. More than 200 unmasked people opposing mask mandates protested before lawmakers began the session. They chanted freedom, and many held signs that said coercion is not consent, and mandates belong in socialist countries. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says Congress should concentrate on working with the next president rather than impeaching the one who will be out of office in about 8 days.
At least I'm looking forward to concentrating on what I'm going to do to see what I can do to help Biden pull the country together.
If the U.S. House approves articles of impeachment, Grassley says the timing of an impeachment trial in the U.S. Senate could interfere with the process of confirming Biden's cabinet and addressing Biden's policy agenda. Grassley said he was ushered to safety so quickly last Wednesday that he didn't realize how frightening the situation actually was until he got to a TV.
Now what happened on Wednesday, that sort of insurrection is uncountable, and the president's comments didn't help the matter any and made it worse.
Grassley says at this point he sees very little opportunity for Trump to lead the Republican Party in the future. He spoke with the reporters after a meeting Monday in Newton. Earlier in the day, Grassley was at the Iowa Capitol and administered the oath of office to his grandson to serve as Speaker of the Iowa House. Officials of the Iowa Department of Transportation report as protection for consumers, federal and state laws require that odometer disclosure statements when the title of a vehicle 10 model years or old is being transferred. The odometer disclosure statement is typically completed on the backside of the title. This layer of consumer protection, officials say, is designed to prevent odometer fraud, ensuring that all parties are aware of the mileage on the vehicle. Well, a change in federal regulations that took effect on January 1st extends the vehicle age required to provide an odometer statement. The new rule from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, begins with a model year 2011 and newer vehicles. Until the year 2031, all vehicles of model year 2011 or newer must have an odometer disclosure. Beginning in 2031, all vehicles 20 model years old or older will be required to have an odometer statement when transferring the title. This change applies to all transfers of vehicles, including sale by a dealer, private sale, or vehicles received through gift or inheritance. Any transaction where the odometer statement was previously not required, for example, a 2010 vehicle purchased in 2020, will continue to be exempt. In area news, the Adair County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported six arrests took place over the past week. Saturday evening, 28-year-old Joshua Austin Curry of Greenfield was arrested by Greenfield police for simple assault, and 47-year-old Scott Sherman Ingram of Fontenelle was arrested for going armed with intent. Both men were later released, with Ingram released on a $5,000 cash or surety bond and Curry on his own recognizance. Authorities say an Adair County deputy was dispatched to a residence on Southeast 6th Street in Greenfield with regard to an assault on a person who was allegedly assaulted heading back to the residence armed with a gun. The deputy located Ingram sitting in a vehicle behind the residence. Ingram said Curry had assaulted him by striking him in the face several times while Ingram sat at a computer desk. Ingram acknowledged that he had had access to a 9mm handgun, which was in the vehicle's center console. There was no round in the chamber, but the magazine was loaded. Friday night, the Adair County deputies arrested 41-year-old Ryan James Cook of Oneida on an Adair County minimus, or court-ordered jail time, for OWI first offense. Late Friday evening, 31-year-old Cody Andrew Carter Baumgartner of Stewart was arrested on an Adair County felony warrant for domestic abuse, assault, impeding air and or blood flow, causing bodily injury, and harassment of the second degree. The day before, Carter Baumgartner was charged with possession of a controlled substance first offense, hashish, and possession of drug paraphernalia. During the execution of a search warrant at his residence in Stewart, authorities found multiple drug paraphernalia items and a small baggie containing a black substance believed to be hashish. He was being held at the Adair County Jail on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. And on January 6th, 56-year-old Jimmy Allen Robertson of Bridgewater was arrested in Bridgewater following a reported fight in progress. Robertson was charged with domestic assault with injury first offense and harassment first offense. He was released the following day on a $3,000 cash or surety bond. On January 4th, 29-year-old Dalton James Cormaney of Orient was arrested on an Adair County warrant for forgery and theft in the second degree. Cormaney was released later that same day on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. The Adams County Sheriff's Office Monday said four people were cited following an investigation into a reported theft. Deputies responded a little after 2 p.m. on Sunday to 1075 Sycamore Avenue following a call about a possible theft taking place. Upon further investigation, the following individuals were cited for trespass: 38-year-old Travis Willems, 45-year-old John Neely, and 46-year-old Alicia Peckham, all of whom are from Creston, and 34-year-old Tricia Moffitt from Diagonal. The case remains under investigation. And at around 9:10 p.m. on January 4th, Adams County deputies arrested 45-year-old Sandra Schimmer of Prescott. Schimmer was arrested on an Adams County warrant for failure to appear. Her cash-only bond in the Adams County jail was set at $600. Glenwood police report four arrests. On Saturday, 23-year-old Kayla Yale of Glenwood was arrested for OWI first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Her cash or surety bond was set at $1,300. And 54-year-old Patrick McDonald of Glenwood was arrested Saturday for serious assault. His cash-only bond was set at $1,000. Last Friday, 58-year-old Joseph Hoffler of Plattsmouth, Nebraska was arrested by Glenwood police for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. His cash or surety bond was set at $1,300. And 67-year-old Dana Evans of Glenwood was arrested for OWI first offense with cash or surety bond set at $1,000. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.